Meet Elizabeth Oladipo, an extraordinary entrepreneur and CEO of 07 Foods, a company redefining agriculture and sustainability. With a mission to deliver nutritious and safe food products, she partners with smallholder farmers, especially women-owned farms, while pioneering eco-friendly solutions by transforming crop waste into livestock feed. And with a first-class degree in business administration and management, Elizabeth's passion extends beyond business. She has trained over 500 women-owned enterprises and youth, empowering them to thrive in entrepreneurship. Her leadership shines through affiliations with organizations like the Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Orange Colors Nigeria. As a 2022 Dutch MFA One Young World Ambassador and a member of the Youth Advisory Committee to the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Elizabeth is influencing change on a global scale. Her accolades are as impactful as her vision, from the prestigious Gender Mainstreaming Award for Economic Empowerment to recognition as one of the top 20 remarkable MSMEs in Nigeria. She is a beacon of empowerment, driving sustainability and building a legacy of impactful leadership with 07 Foods.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Oladipo. I am the founder and chief marketing officer at 07 Foods. My journey started back in 2018 when I almost lost my then 6-month-old daughter to food poisoning due to the consumption of adulterated yam flour that I used to make amala for her, right? So this birthed the journey, the brand 07 Foods, through thorough research, you know, product development and all of that. Now, 07 Foods, we are a health-focused company that is partnering with smallholder farmers in local communities to provide families with healthy, wholesome and safe agricultural products like our yam flour. We have unripe plantain flour as well. We have the cassava flour. And then our star product is our corn sticks, aka Grandma's Kokoro Snacks. And these products are present in over 26 retail outlets in Lagos. We currently serve over 2,000 families. And yes, we're doing great work promoting Nigeria's agriculture in the wider space across the world. So for our healthy products, we have our suppliers and partner farmers in Isen. We have them in Ondo State. We source our plantains from Benin City. And trust me, we have the finest processing facility here in Lagos. So we have our unripe plantains that are made from pure plantain. This is very good. This is a super versatile food product that you can use for your pap, for your pudding. You can make a swallow and also bake it. So this is also a very good meal for people that are managing diabetes, so you're not stuck on one food product, right? We also have our oat flour, which is also another great option. And these products are NAFDAC certified, currently going through SON processes so that we can even reach an even wider audience. My inspiration for 07 Food stems from the fact that I grew up almost alone. I've been an orphan most of my life, lost my parents when I was in primary 5. So growing up, I just wanted to do something for myself and my sibling. I work so hard so that we don't have to quote and unquote suffer in no man's land, you know. So the journey is fueled first by that, my child's experience, then my experience, and then looking out to young people in my community. What can I do better to improve their standard of living? How can I impact the life of people that I work with? You know, so all of these factors together fuel and inspire my journey. And trust me, it's not been an easy ride from 2018. Yes, we've been nominated for a list of awards. We won the 25 Award for Agriculture in Nigeria. We've won several grants. We're listed twice as one of the top 20 MSME founders in Nigeria. We also won the award for the Economic Empowerment in West Africa by Business Engage and Accenture. So yes, the journey has been fulfilling and inspiring, and we're thankful also to the amazing team at 07 Foods. The challenges in running my brand 07 Food has been enormous, and is still going to be, because I mean, with the economy currently putting so much pressure on us, we are trying as much as we can to match up with all the challenges, including logistics, moving our produce from Isen to Lagos, the many stop points, you know, double taxation of, you know, you don't even know where these IGRs, internally generated revenues, are going through. You have have to pay money for every point, you know, bring your products down to Lagos is a lot. Now, talking about logistics within the entire Lagos, moving goods from one place to the other, it costs more than sending goods from Lagos to Ibadan or sending goods from Lagos to Abeokuta. It's a lot. Then there's a bad road network. Then there's issues with hiring, finding the right perfect fit for your brand. There's issue with employee theft. It's a lot of challenges if you want to consider, oh, how can we sustainably grow our businesses? And then looking at the entire economic landscape. I think another major challenge for me would also be getting like reliable suppliers, because in our growing this business, we realize that a lot of our partner farmers would rather switch to people who are looking to buy in billions. So whether we are just growing now and we have maybe 50 million somewhere, they would leave your brand and they'll go and sell to someone else, and then you are stuck. Meanwhile, you already have that partnership with that person. But what we have discovered over time is to split our partnership, to have a diverse set of partners, which has really helped us. So we're not focusing all our energy or putting all our eggs in one basket to say, oh, this is our major supplier for this particular product. No, we now have a diverse range of suppliers that ensure that they meet up with the quality standard of every raw material we need for our various productions. Well, branding is very important to us at 07 Foods. First, because, I mean, we've come to the understanding that branding is not just about the product label design or the type of color you use for your company. Branding is about the trust that customers have in us. Branding is about how customers relate with us. Branding is about how we measure success with our customer satisfaction. So all of these factors are what we looked at. And over time, we've reiterated in our branding to be able to meet with, you know, customers' expectations. And then people buy with their eyes first, yes, before they even buy the food. So for example, you're taking this yam flour from a supermarket shelf and you look at it, you first turn to the back and you say, okay, this thing is NAFDAC certified, this is the production date, this is what everything is, this is how to cook your products, you know, these are the storage conditions for how you can make your products, and you are enticed by the entire packaging and it looks good. So who would not want to get something that looks just as good as 07 Foods yam flour, right? So branding, yes, is top of mind for us, but also ensuring that customers get the quality they deserve for every of our products that goes out.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
07 Foods or 07 Foods. What do you prefer?
07.
07 Foods.
Perfection.
Wow. So I actually wanted to ask, why is it?
Yeah, so 07 means perfection. So we might not be perfect as individuals, but we ensure that whatever output we have and through our processing across all value chains, we give our customers the perfect product for their health.
Wow. That's a brilliant name. Do you have 7 products or more than?
So yes, currently we have 7 products, and yes, we're looking to expand into more variants of these products and as well reaching other, you know, healthy food products like millets, you know, and all of that.
Amazing. So thank you. You've explained why you chose 07 and how do you make money in this business?
Well, for us at 07 Foods, we do business to business. We sell to other organizations. We do private manufacturing. This year, we recently launched our contract packaging services where people can bring in their own produce and we help them do the packaging, the products, packaging production, sealing and shipping as well, most of the times. So we also sell to individuals and we have our products currently in 26 retail outlets. So we sell to supermarkets. We also push our products for export as well. This is how we make money.
26 outlets. How did you do this? And counting.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, because we're moving to bigger spaces. Because currently one of the challenges we had was for SON. There was a new policy that was just introduced saying if you have NAFDAC, it is not sufficient enough for you to place your products in supermarkets. Now you need to have your MANCAP certified on your product. So we're working towards that so that we can be able to get into more markets. Yes, so that our customers have easy access to our products across Lagos.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are the biggest challenges you have? You know, you do B2B and you do B2C. What are the challenges you have when it comes to B2B, especially? Because I know B2C will pay you directly and So what are the challenges for B2B?
Well, for B2B, one of the biggest challenges would be stocking supermarkets and the payback period of some of these supermarkets. You know, some supermarkets, when you stock them, they don't pay till, say, 2 months, some a month. So depending on your agreement with that supermarket. And then if you look at it, the time value of that money, the payback period, once it takes longer, you don't have that cash to impute back to get the same, you know, results or output of whatever production has happened. So the time value of money is lost, and then you have to start adding more money to meet up with that initial production, you know. So these are some of the biggest challenges, but I think we've been able to manage it by ensuring that anytime we stock a supermarket, there is always mad marketing happening. We're informing our customers that, hey, CEO, we have restocked global supermarkets, we have restocked Temple Ale, we have restocked Premier Stores, go and shop. So the more our customers go and pick from the supermarket, the faster it is for the supermarket to sell off our product and pay us, and we're able to restock again. So it's a cycle that never ends. So we have to keep marketing our products to ensure that they sell out faster in the supermarket and we get our money on time.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I will also recommend that you look at selling directly to customers, but in bulk. So things like, you can actually target to say in the first 6 months of maybe a coming year, you are going to focus on growing your own audience. So imagine you have 1,000 women in a community, whether it's WhatsApp or Telegram, and they buy directly. And we're not talking about buying just one product, but they can, you know, you already have 7 different products. So the 7 different products in a hamper. Who says hamper comes only at the end of the year? So you can have something you call the monthly hamper, or fill your pantry per month, or whatever it is you want to call it. But you ensure that these 1,000 women, they buy 7 of your products per month. And that helps you while you're waiting for the supermarkets to pay you, whether it's 2 weeks, it's 3 weeks, or 1 month. These women, you have secured the bag, like we say here. You have secured the bag, they've bought from you, and you can grow that audience. You can as well encourage people that work in environments where they have other women, or they have colleagues that need this same product, as additional income. Nobody stops anyone from doing such.
Yes.
Especially when it's not conflict of interest.
Yes.
For example, someone works in a bank and she has 200 colleagues that she can sell your product to. So teach them how to earn additional income just by telling someone, get this product, using it, it works.
I mean, that's a great point, because when we started, it's something that we're looking to also do, but we did a test run with our Kokoro snack.
Okay.
So this is like the zero sugar variant. And what we did was, you know, people in offices, they would order for this in 100 packs and they use it as their snack. So this is a whole grain snack, right? It's made from pure corn. It's not the one you buy by the roadside that they mix with flour, right? Okay. So this is made with whole grain corn and it's very nutritious. So it is also filling. So just imagine having this and you're having your coffee by the side. You don't have to stay hungry during
freshly pressed juice.
Yes, over freshly pressed juice, right? So this is, you know, a way that we could also leverage on that. And talking about 1,000 women, we could look at estate communities and all
gated
of that.
Gated communities.
Exactly.
Supply them end of month. You can
Thank
look
you.
At churches.
Yes.
You can look at schools. So just think beyond just the supermarkets. And another thing that happens is these women, when they run out of stock, they can actually start asking supermarkets. So supermarkets that are not currently stocking your product will be the one calling you. Then you can now negotiate and say, I want TAT of 2 weeks or 1 week, because you're selling. Then for the supermarkets you are currently stocking, keep on the way you're doing it. Keep on letting people know that we have restocked the supermarket. Quickly pick up your items, because food is life.
Yes,
all
it
right?
is. Thank
so
you.
I believe in the next 3, 6, 9, or 12 months, you would have deployed this as a way to get more money into your business. Don't forget, we're talking about what?
Cash flow.
So if you really want cash to flow, then do what will bring in the cash.
Yes.
So that you reduce the pressure you put on yourself when it comes to marketing as the chief marketing officer of your company.
Yes.
I encourage you to look for the easiest, low-hanging, simple ways of doing marketing, but meaningful marketing, make impact. The truth is, when we talk about cash flow, we cannot remove marketing from it because marketing is the only thing that brings money into your business.
Yes.
Every other thing takes money out of your business.
Exactly.
So, Elizabeth,
thank you so much.
To have you here, and we look forward to the amazing things you will do with 07 Foods.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.